the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. Mama mia, no Sharia. I'm Vito. And tonight we will not be joined by that no pork eating America lover, Al. He's out on assignment. Our call-in number tonight in every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. Good evening. Hope you guys had a great weekend. And I know a new week is upon us. We are approaching Memorial Day next Monday, 3-day weekend. And for those of you who follow, hey, Warp. Nice to see you in the room. Well, hello to Bigfoot, our big patriot, Golf Dogs, Kel, Luchadora, and Borp. And Kel, of course, you can listen to tomorrow evening right here on the Global Patriot Radio Network. Infidels are watching you from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're into the military, just want to let you guys know I found this on the internet. And follow the Purple Heart Foundation, and it's a great organization. The mission of the Purple Heart Foundation is a simple one: to holistically enhance the quality of life of all veterans and their families, providing them with direct service and fostering an environment of camaraderie and goodwill among combat wounded veterans. The organization was founded in 1957. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, and they are a 501c3 organization. Well, next week, May 30th, they are having the Purple Heart Foundation is having their 12th annual True Heroes Golf Tournament. It will be held at the Lansdowne Resort and Spa in Fairfax, Virginia. It's hosted by Team 980, and the benefit is the Purple Heart Foundation, 11 a.m. shotgun start, $150 a player if you want to sign up individually. So next week, May 30th, if you got the week off for Memorial Day and are up in the Virginia area, give it a try. Be nice to support a great organization like the Purple Heart Foundation. And speaking of golf, I don't know if you follow golf out there, and Al and I are both golf enthusiasts. This past weekend was the PGA's second major tournament of the year, the PGA of America. It was held at a public course in Bethpage, New York, Bethpage State Park. The chorus that they played is known as Bethpage Black. And I'll tell you, it's one demanding and tough course. The 2018 defending champion of the PGA major was Brooks Koepka. And I'll tell you, if you follow golf or if you just happen to watch it this past weekend, Brooks Koepka continued his assault on the majors. He got off to some great start on Thursday. I mean, he fired a 7 under 63. He tied the lowest score in a major, and he tied the course record at Bethpage Black. And this course is a tough course. And kudos to Brooks Koepka, because he kept his foot on the pedal. And on Friday, he shot a 65, which is unheard of in a major to back up a 63. Set some records, lowest scores after 2 days score going into the weekend. Had a 7-shot lead going into Saturday. Ended Saturday's round with a 7-shot lead again going into Sunday, the final round. And the big guns like Sergio Garcia, Justin Thomas, and Tiger Woods all missed the cut. They weren't there to play Saturday and Sunday. So that kind of tells you how tough the course really is. But Koepka played great in the best of conditions, which was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then Sunday, yesterday, was the conditions worsened. The winds reached up to 30 miles an hour. Temperature cooled right down. And Koepka ended up winning by 2 strokes over the world's former number one, Dustin Johnson, who played extremely well himself. So kudos to the PGA of America for a fine course setup and something that the USGA should learn how to set up a tough but fair course with no gimmicks and no tricks like the USGA likes to do. And if you know anything about Brooks Koepka, he's got, he wins back-to-back PGA champions. He's a defending champion of the U.S. Open, which he won back-to-back U.S. Opens. So this guy's got 4 majors in a span of 2 years. It's just incredible. And if you don't know anything about Brooks Koepka, you may have seen, and you're on Twitter or you follow things on the internet, you may know about the kiss, or I should say the attempted kiss, where his girlfriend attempted to kiss him. It's kind of funny, and I guess it was gone viral, but his girlfriend tried to kiss him before the round, and he kind of blew her off, and she got pissed. And it's like, so it's kind of made its way around the internet, but he made up for it, kissed her really well at the trophy presentation. So it was a really good tournament. So if you're into golf, hey, it was worth watching. And also worth reading is bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. You can go to www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. He's got some good articles this Saturday and Sunday, and I was there both days, and I know one of the stories on there, if I can pull it up here or re-pull it up, was pretty good. So one of many, of course. Which one was it? I can't remember now. Four men in a car reportedly yell Allah Akbar and something else at a Hasidic Jew in Brooklyn, New York. The Hasidic Jews are under attack in New York. And it's, you got Muslims just getting out of like town cars and taxi cabs. And just when they see a Hasidic Jew walking the street, they get out and they beat the hell out of them or attempt to. It's just, you want to talk about the real victims. They are the real victims. The intolerance of Islam knows no boundaries. And we got, Gary, nice to see you, Gary. Gary, Mama Mia, no Sharia. Welcome. And Warp, hey. A little dead air right there. On a sad note, in Alabama, Auburn, Alabama, police officer, Auburn, Alabama, police officer was gunned down yesterday at a mobile home park after responding to a report of domestic violence. 13-year veteran of the Auburn Police was senselessly gunned down responding to a domestic violence report. The assault on law enforcement is absolutely a national disgrace. The contempt for law enforcement started with the great black dope, Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, and it continues today. I guess when you have disdain for our constitutional republic and the rule of law, it's easy to demonize the very people who risk their lives on a daily basis to keep law and order in our country. So thoughts and prayers go out to the Auburn police officer and his family. I'll get the officer's name here. It's William Buckner. He's a 13-year veteran of the Auburn Police Department. And God bless Officer Buckner and his family, as well as the Auburn Police. And apparently haven't seen any news if they've captured the scumbag or not. But it's pretty sad and sick what we're seeing today, and the lack of respect that happens in this country, especially when it comes to law enforcement. If anyone is considering a trip to Egypt to visit the pyramids, you may want to rethink your trip and or not travel on an overt tour bus, a bus that says tourism. This from Jihad Watch. And a bomb hits tourist bus near Egypt's Giza pyramids, at least 17 wounded. Israel Hayom. A roadside bomb hit a tourist bus on Sunday near the Gaza pyramids, wounding at least 17 people, including tourists, Egyptian officials said. The officials said the bus was traveling on a road close to the under-construction Grand Egyptian Museum, which is located adjacent to the Giza pyramids but is not yet open to tourists. The bus was carrying at least 25 people, mostly from South Africa. The attack comes as Egypt's vital tourism industry is showing signs of recovery after years of doldrums because of political turmoil and violence that followed a 2011 uprising toppled former leader Hosni Mubarak. And we can thank, speaking of the great black dope, we can thank him for that as well. Hosni Mubarak, of course, was considered a colonialist sympathizer by Obama, and Obama sought to depose all colonialist sympathizers in the Middle East, turned Yemen into a more of a shithole than it already is, and put that country in turmoil. Took out Gaddafi and Libya, of course, and then tried to have the Muslim Brotherhood run Egypt, which would have meant an increased tensions at the Israel southern border, which the great black dope had total contempt for Israel and its sovereignty. But thanks to a military coup, the Muslim Brotherhood leader, Mohamed Morsi, was deposed after unilaterally canceling the Egyptian constitution and to implement total Sharia. So the officials said security forces cordoned off the site of the explosion and the wounded were taken to nearby hospital. The explosion damaged the windshield of another car. Footage circulated online shows shattered windows of the bus. In a statement issued by Antiquities Ministry, Atif Mufta, general supervisor of the Grand Egyptian Museum, said the explosion did not cause any damage to the museum. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. It's the second to target foreign tourists near the famed pyramid in less than 6 months. In December, a bus carrying 15 Vietnamese tourists was hit by a roadside bomb, killing at least three of them. Egypt has battled Islamic terrorists for years in the Sinai Peninsula in an insurgency that has occasionally spilled over to the mainland, hitting minority Christians or tourists. So if you are going to travel to Egypt, please be vigilant and know your surroundings and know that you're not looked upon very nicely with the Muslim Brotherhood and the jihadis in Egypt. Jihad means to war against non-Muslims. It's etymologically derived from the word mujahada. Page 599, A Reliance of the Traveler, which is Islamic sacred law. So just so you know, jihad doesn't mean an inner struggle. It means to war against non-Muslims. I trust everyone had a good weekend, and we have a lot to cover tonight. And specifically, I know I've gotten into some stories of Jihad Watch and a couple of stories from, I went totally blank. Clarion Project. The Clarion Project has some great stories. Trying to see here, the clash of civilizations, how different cultures view child abuse. ISIS renewed vigor. Here's a roundup of last week's attacks. U.S. redeploys troops in the Gulf to deter Iran. Of course, that tensions, you know, has gotten a little bit increased. one of the stories. In Florida, Muslim candidate Andy Imtiaz says America runs on hate. Before I get into the free speech issue, that topic that I wanted to talk about because of WordPress shutting down, creeping Sharia, you know, pro free speech organizations are being shut down summarily by social medias and by websites, the cowards at WordPress.com. But this story from the Clarion Project was rather interesting because it epitomizes what we are now seeing in our election process. In 2018 and in 2019, and what's to come over the next 2 to 10 years. I mean, there is a mission by the Muslim Brotherhood in a quest. I think Jetpack title says it best, Path to Power. The Muslim Brotherhood is making a concerted effort to gain entry into America's entire political systems, whether it's town halls, town councils, whether it's commissioners, assemblymen, or representatives in your state or Congress, whether it's the U.S. House or the United States Senate. There is a mission to Islamicize America. And the garbage that's coming from the Islamic movement, the spin, the victimhood campaign. This particular story from the Clarion Project with regards to this Muslim candidate, Andy Imtiaz, stating that America runs on hate is absolute garbage and bull. It's a flat out lie. And it's a way for Andy Imtiaz, and by the way, that's his American name. Andy Imtiaz is not his real name. And you see, this is the distraction that you have to watch out for. His name is Imtiaz Ahmed Mohammed. And Imtiaz Ahmed Mohammed ran for District 97, Florida House District 97, which was a state house race in the state of Florida, in South Florida, which District 97 encompasses both Coral Springs and Tamarack, Florida, and also the Everglades. I'm sure the population of the Everglades is surging as well, you know, with all kinds of vermin that are there. IMTAS ran in 2018 and was trounced by his Democrat primary challenger, a gentleman by the name of Jared Evan Moskowitz. Jared Evan Moskowitz got 78.8% of the vote, and IMTAS Ahmed Mohammed received 21.2% of the vote. He was rejected. He was summarily rejected by the voters. And you know what? There's winners and losers in all kinds of political races. Donald Trump beat Hillary Rodham Clinton, winner and a loser. Brian Kemp beat Stacey Abrams, a loser, winners and losers. So IMTAS decides that he's going to reinvent himself for the 2020 race, since he got trounced in the 2018 race. Nothing wrong with that. Our election process allows anybody to run as long as they're a legal citizen. But the garbage to feed and to say that, this is the quote from IMTAS Ahmed Mohammed: America is run on hate. American people are the most uneducated nation in the world. And isn't it amazing how foreigners flock to America, to the American colleges and university institutions, in order to get educated? And for this man who migrated to America in 1991, who owns 18 hair salons, who took advantage, full advantage of the American opportunity, the free enterprise system, capitalism, to be this ungrateful, to state that America runs on hate, he is the hater. And when you see the photos in the Clarion Project article, you see he's standing with a big smile with none other than Sharia-compliant Linda Sarsour. And Linda Sarsour made it very clear that calling for her Muslim brothers and sisters not to assimilate in America, and that call to not to assimilate is heard very well by IMTAS Ahmed Mohammed, who was living the American dream. He couldn't live this dream in Pakistan, where he hails from. Why did you leave Pakistan? Why? Because hair salons weren't very prevalent in Pakistan? Or you sought to make a better life from a shithole in Pakistan? So you come to the United States in 1991. You take advantage of the American dream, which there's nothing wrong with that. Imagine living the American dream. And then you piss on America by saying America is based on hate. America is run on hate. American people are the most uneducated nation in the world. That's flat out garbage. But when you see who he associates himself with, Linda Sarsour, brothers and sisters, don't assimilate in America. And then receive an applause at the 55th annual ISTA convention held back in October of 2018 by making this proclamation. 1,100 people in attendance, and she received applause for calling out Muslims and telling them not to assimilate in America. And why is this important? Because we sit here today, the Islamic rhetoric is now being ramped up, and it's more aggressive. From the likes of Rashida Mother Heifer Tlaib and incestuous Ilhan Omar, who make absurd and anti-American statements on a daily basis, who show total disrespect for the President of the United States, and it'll lie to the American people on a daily basis. So we're watching the Islamic rhetoric being ramped up. And you take South Florida, for instance. Florida House District 97 is a district that includes, as I said, Coral Springs and Tamarack, Florida. In 2018, there were no Republican candidates for the House District of House District 97. And for many of you that live around the United States of America, you know this to be true in your areas. And you know what? It could be a Republican district where there's no Democrat, because the population doesn't tolerate socialism, doesn't tolerate the left-wing progressive antics. And in South Florida, much of that Dade, Broward, and some of Palm Beach County all happen to be left-wing. And it's a solid left-wing stronghold down in Coral Springs. And in some circles of the political spectrum, one would say that Mr. Muhammad got trounced 78.8% to 21.2%. But I guess because he got trounced now, the new narrative is America runs on hate. So he's doing a Beto O'Rourke, and he's trying to reinvent himself. So reinvent himself by grabbing headlines, by saying something absurd. Mr. Muhammad is also the founder of American Muslim Progressive Caucus, AMPC. And AMPC's mission is to build a progressive Muslim community. So what does that mean? Progressive Muslim community would infer that taking Islam from the 7th century to maybe, what, the 15th century? Progressive. Like maybe removing the violent chapters of the Quran. Oh, well, that would leave probably 6 pages, right? Like progressive meaning change the Quran? You can't change the Quran. And why is that? Because the Quran is the word of Allah. There is no reformation of the Quran. There is no reformation of Islam. But you see, Ahmed Muhammad, he found a catchphrase. Progressive. You align yourself with the Democrat Party under the guise of progressive. You make it sound like that you are a thinker, that you are looking to the future progressive. You know that the progressives in the Democrat Party want one thing: the systematic dismantling of the United States Constitution. The systematic dismantling of our constitutional republic. And why wouldn't the Democrat Party align with the anti-constitutionalist Sharia compliance? And you're right, Gary. This is getting very serious. And it's time that we start fighting back. Fighting back and rejecting this notion that we are not diverse, that we are haters. That is absolute and total utter garbage. And what we're seeing on a daily basis, and you're seeing it up in Canada as well, Gary and Kel, with the Council on American Islamic Rights Relations, Hamas Care, and what they are doing in changing the vernacular in the United States and Canada. The creation of course, Islamophobia, a Muslim Brotherhood contrived word meant to silence any opposition. You know, Mr. Muhammad's message is America is run on hate. American people are the most uneducated nation in the world. Really? As opposed to who are we uneducated? The Palestinians, who base their entire existence on hate and violence? Well, that's right. Sorry, they're part of the Islamic world. How about the Saudis, who still rule in, 623 edicts? The Quran cannot be changed because it's the word of Allah. The Hadith is the word of Muhammad, the most perfect man, correct? A man, a 53-year-old man who marries a 6-year-old girl, consummates the marriage when she's 9. And somehow that's acceptable. Or, you know, Saudi Arabia with allowing finally very, very few women are allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia. And you want to talk about the American people are the most uneducated nation in the world? I wouldn't vote for this guy for dog catcher. I mean, here we have the Saudi Arabians. They prohibit women from, one, walking without any type of face covering in public, driving a vehicle, and they must walk behind the man. And the woman is considered a second-class citizen. And if you, a non-Muslim, wanted to go to the Hajj, you're prohibited because of the apartheid of Islam. And the United States now is the most uneducated. And you migrated from Pakistan to find the American dream in the United States, to live the dream in the United States. And you've taken full advantage of it. And you know what? God bless anybody who does that, who understands that the free enterprise system, the system of capitalism, does work. The guy owns 18 hair salons. You want to talk about ungrateful? This is QM, doctor to leftist patient. I have some good news. I have some good and bad news and some bad, bad news. The bad, bad news is you have cancer. The good news is that your cancer is very progressive. Beautiful. You summed it up. And what we're seeing is the cancer of Islam metastasize in the United States. You get a Mama Mia, no Sharia. What we're seeing is the movement in the United States to take us from a constitutional republic to a true democracy so that Sharia law can be implemented. Mr. Muhammad goes on further to state that the American Muslim Progressive Caucus is every American Muslim must register to vote and engage with the American political system to promote equality and justice. Equality and justice. What does that mean? Elect diverse candidates for the offices who respect all communities. Vision. Ah, diversity. Diverse candidates. All of this is nice, huh? Progressive. Your cancer is very progressive. What's meant by diversity means to elect more Democrats who will work to shred the United States Constitution. The Democrat Party needs help, so they align themselves with the causes that also seek to dismantle our constitutional republic, such as Islamic organizations who seek diversity, equality, and justice. As if you don't have it now. Article 6, paragraph 2 of the U.S. Constitution states that the U.S. Constitution shall be the supreme law of the land, and judges shall be bound thereby. That means that UN law is not applicable in the United States. That means that Sharia law does not take precedent over US constitutional law. And then we have, of course, the fight, always been the fight, of the separation of church and state. This is the one that I truly love. Separate church and state. And we have the Christian movement, you have the atheists, you have the Democrats, all come out and they all say you got to separate church and state. You cannot have a school prayer, a Christian school prayer, before a football game. That is unconstitutional. There is a separation of church and state. Okay. All right. And we're seeing that being implemented around the United States. We've seen it implemented around the United States. Santa Rosa County, Florida, school district was fined $1 million, lost $1 million case because a Christian prayer was said before a high school football game. yet in Dearborn or Stan, Michigan, at Fortune High School, a.k.a. Hezbollah High, they can enforce Sharia compliance during Ramadan and conduct football practices between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. so that Muslim students can adhere to the Ramadan principles, because they can't drink water during the day or eat, i.e. skipping lunch, as Al says, and that's more acceptable. But we have this thing called separation of church and state, and it's taken Christianity out of schools. And yet we have this thing called Islam. There is no separation of church, of mosque and state. The mosque is the state and the state is the mosque. There is no separation. And yet the embracing of Islam by the left, by the progressive, by the cancer of the progressive movement, it underscores what's really happening in the United States, but it's very telling as to what's happening in the United States. It's to remove Christian, Judeo-Christian principles from our country, to remove our constitutional republic as a republic to a full-blown democracy, so the powers to be can take over this nation. And of course, it makes it easier for Islam to implement their oppressive belief system. That's called diversity. That's called justice. Muhammad goes on to say, we envision a future where Islam is understood as a source of dignity, justice, compassion, and love for all humanity in the world. Really, love for all humanity in the world. What was that story I read up there? If you're considering a trip to Egypt, to the pyramids, you may want to reconsider 17 people injured on a trip to Giza. That was a understandable. But I mean, why are we talking about justice? So there's nothing democratic about Islam. There is nothing democratic about the Democrat Party. Mr. Imtiaz Ahmed Muhammad lies to the American people. He is one ungrateful individual, a man who's been given an opportunity that he would not have had in Pakistan. And he shows no respect for America, but takes and takes and takes, and then talks about promoting equality and justice. We have one of the most equal justice systems in the world. In the world. Mr. Muhammad, if your child was to walk into a convenience store and steal a candy bar, he or she would get a slap on the wrist under our justice system. But under Sharia's justice system, your child would not get a slap on the wrist. They would get their hand removed. We have civility and respect and justice. This is the mindset, though, that wants to replace our justice, the intolerance of Islam, the campaign of deceit by the Muslim Brotherhood. The intolerance of Islam in America is well documented. The co-founder of Hamas Care, Omar Ahmad, stated, Islam is not in America to be equal, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam, the only accepted religion on earth. That is the justice that Muslims are calling for, like Imtiaz Ahmed Mohammed. That is the justice that he is looking for. Islam is not in America to be equal, but to become dominant. The Quran, the Muslim book of scripture, should be the highest authority in America. That means it is to supplant the United States Constitution. That is the justice that they want. We should learn and we should respect the fact of what these anti-American, pro-Sharia Islamists are telling us. This is the mindset, whether it's Imtiaz Ahmed Mohammed or a Rashida Tlaib or incestuous Ilhan Omar. This is what their belief system is. They are devout fundamental Islamists. They are devout fundamental Muslims. If you want to practice Islam in the fullest of its extent, please go back to Pakistan. Move to Saudi Arabia. There are 57 Islamic nations that you can move to. But that's not the goal. The goal is to Islamicize America. The goal is to Islamicize the West. The Muslim Brotherhood Explanatory Memorandum is a doctrine, a manifesto for the plans that they have in America. And Imtiaz Ahmed Mohammed, along with Sharia-compliant Linda Sarsour, Siraj Wahaj, incestuous Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, all believe in the Muslim Brotherhood Manifesto for America. The Muslim Brotherhood, the Ikhwan, must understand their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within, and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers, so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. What is it that the people in America don't understand, or the people in America refuse to understand? There is no diversity in Islam. Diversity is you believing in the Islamic movement. That is diversity. You agree with Islam. I think our founders set forth a great schematic for America. This document called the United States Constitution was a brilliant document. A doctrine that is well established and adhered to 237 years later. What is the biggest threat to Islam? Is the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. But do you notice how Islam takes advantage of two things? The Islamic movement led by the Muslim Brotherhood truly understands that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the exercise thereof. So they hide behind Islam as a religion. Yet there is no separation of mosque and state. There is no separation of state and mosque. The mosque is the state and the state is the mosque. Unlike Christianity, which is under attack on a daily basis, and then, of course, freedom of speech. Abridging the freedom of speech. What is the biggest threat to Islam in the United States is freedom of speech. Islam is desperately trying, the Islamic movement is desperately trying to invoke the Organization of Islamic Cooperation's UN Resolution 16/18. That's the justice that the Islamic world is speaking about in America. That is the equality that they're speaking about in America. There is no equality in Islam. Women are one half that of a man. This is a civilization jihadist process. Paul Sutcliffe, every Thursday at the opening of his show, reads the Muslim Brotherhood Explanatory Memorandum. What Islamism embarked on today in America is the mission of civilization, jihad. That's why they use these multicultural disarming words such as diversity or diverse, justice, progressive, equality. Now, come on. We all know there is no equality in Islam. There is none. Men are superior to women. Women are never clerics or members of the Islamic clergy, are they? How many women are sheikhs do you know? Or just how many female imams are there in America? How many transgender female imams are there in America? Anybody want to take a guess? All right, how many female imams are there in Saudi Arabia? Well, let's start with that one. How about Egypt? How about Turkey? If you venture to guess that it's 0.0, you're right. Mr. Blutarsky would have passed with flying colors. So go to the Clarion Project and check out the story of Imtiaz Ahmed Muhammad, and you'll see that Imtiaz Ahmed Muhammad has got a big smile on his face standing next to none other than Sharia-compliant Linda Sarsour at an ICNA convention, or sorry, an ICNA function this past February. A photo of Sharia Sarsour at the ICNA function, which is the Islamic Circle of North America, which is a front group for the Muslim Brotherhood. The bottom line is the aspirations of Islam is to dominate. Omar Ahmad of Hamas Care said, Islam is not in America to be equal, but to become dominant. Become dominant. Imtiaz Ahmed Muhammad is no exception to that. He got trounced in the 2018 election, and now he's pulling a Beto O'Rourke, and he's intending to reinvent himself because he was summarily rejected by the residents, the voters of Florida House District 97 in Coral Springs. He got waxed by a Jew, and that still grinds your prayer rug. And now you're working on mounting a comeback. And the only way to grab headlines is to manufacture a campaign of deceit. The people of Florida House District 97 rejected your ideas, your values, and your political position for whatever reason. It doesn't mean that this country is based on hate because they rejected you. It's because you didn't have a message that they agreed with. Now, you want to hear a little hate? Let's talk about Rashida Tlaib. A video that has surfaced and is making its way around Twitter or social medias has to do with. Oh, don't tell me it didn't make it on here. Oh no. I guess. Yeah, there it is. Okay. So here's a 3-minute tape, 3-minute soundbite. Rashida Tlaib is at the 15th annual Hamas Care convention in Chicago, Illinois. And she makes some troubling statements, which is not unusual. But she shows her true colors and continues to show her true colors. And if you can tolerate it, I think she speaks for maybe a minute in this clip.
The Radical Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib declaring victory over the United States in a Chicago Care speech. Christine Layla for the Gateway Pundit reports that the Radical Democrat Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib declared victory over the U.S. government in a speech to the Terrortide Care Organization. The video captured last month began making the rounds on social media this week. Congresswoman Tlaib was introduced by the executive director of CARES Florida chapter, Hassan Shibli. And Shibli invoked the Islamic war cry as he introduced her, screaming, "Allah Akbar," the first Palestinian-American Muslim congresswoman, our dear sister, Rashida Tlaib. Watch this.
Now the moment you've all been waiting for. Allahu Akbar, the first Palestinian-American Muslim congresswoman, our dear sister, Rashida Tlaib.
Thank you, Hassan. Thank you so much. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. You know, we always said the Muslims are coming. Well, guess what? I think we're here. We're not only everywhere in all kinds of different governments, but mashallah, wow, we're in the United States Congress. Thank you so much for inviting me to support a civil rights organization that is around the unified fight against hate and racism in our country. And
now, as soon as she walked up to the lectern to deliver her speech, she invoked a Muslim war cry of Allah in Arabic. Bismillah al-Rahman al-Rahim. It means, in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. Now, that phrase begins every chapter in the Quran except one, and has been widely believed to be a Muslim war cry. In fact, this is the very same phrase that Bo Bergdahl's father said in front of the White House in 2014 after Obama traded Taliban terrorists in exchange for the traitor Bo Bergdahl. Rashida Tlaib then declared victory over the U.S. government. So, this is what we have to look forward to. That is, of course, unless the Democrats decide to primary her in a year and a half. Comment below. We'll see you at the next report for the next news network. I'm Gary Franchi. I hope you enjoyed that report. Now it's time to have...
Well, and you see that Rashida Tlaib said, Muslims are coming, Muslims are here. And she kept saying in the video, mashallah. Mashallah translated is God has willed. Or God willing, or as God willed. So in her mind, in the Muslim Brotherhood mind, God has willed Muslims to come to America. God has willed Muslims to get into the U.S. government. So God has willed to take over the U.S. government from your local towns and city councils and to the U.S. Congress in both houses, the House and the Senate. The rally cry, we are here. So God has willed Muslims to take over Congress. The Muslim Brotherhood explanatory memorandum states that the Ikhwan must understand their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within. How better to destroy America from within than to be part of the United States Congress, to sit on key committees with national security clearance, to proclaim and to rewrite history, whether it's Black Hawk Down, and stating that American troops, American soldiers killed over 1,100 Somalians in your town, which is totally erroneous. Which is total, it's a total and fabricated lie. And yet these saboteurs still sit on key U.S. House committees, and there are no consequences for their lies, for their deceit, for their anti-American belief system. They're only continually rewarded by the Democrat leadership because they harbor the same anti-American belief system as the old white guard of the Democrat Party led by one Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer with a combined age of 160 years old. My, has America politics changed, or has it really changed? This is the pollution of progressive politics. The Ikhwan must understand that work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within. You can't change the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. You can't extract freedom of speech. So what will happen is the Muslim Brotherhood, led by their phony civil rights group, will declare a victimhood campaign. And they will go to internet service providers. They will go to corporations. They will go to social media sites. And they will tell you what is the definition of hate, or what is an approved standard of speech in America. Not what our founding fathers had bestowed upon us in 1787. No. It is now what Islamists believe or deem to be an acceptable form of speech. And if you're a corporation in America, if you're Facebook, if you're Twitter, you will roll over, you will bend over and appease, because there is no assimilation in America for Islam. If you're a WordPress.com, you will fold. You spineless, spaghetti-spined hypocrites. You will bend. You will comply with Islam's request. The civilization jihadist process. The Ikhwan must understand their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers that is eliminated. God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. Devout fundamental Muslims, they don't call out their radical element. They encourage this type of intolerance. There are ways to circumvent the U.S. Constitution. There are ways to invoke UN Resolution 16/18 so that the American people will adhere to our Sharia. Why? Because Allah is their God, Muhammad is their prophet, and the Quran is their constitution. That is the Shahada. If you're a devout Muslim, if you're a fundamental Muslim, you believe in the Shahada. All have contempt for man-made law. Islam is not a race. And let me say it again. Islam is not a race. And that is why Rashida Tlaib and incestuous Ilhan Omar preface themselves as people of color. Because Islam is not a race. So you want to talk about hate? There are two poster childs for hate that's sitting in the United States Congress, Rashida Tlaib and her cohort, incestuous Ilhan Omar. They hate America. They are now redefining history. And even Rashida Mother Heifer Tlaib's rewriting history of the birth of Jesus Christ, thereby offending billions of Christians around the world and tens of millions of Christians in America when she repeated her mother stating that Jesus was born in my country. That's not quite right, Mother Heifer. Palestine did not exist. Jesus was born in Bethlehem and later moved to Nazareth, both on the land of Israel, and have always been part of Israel. But hey, facts don't matter anymore. Of course, the facts that chapter 17, verse 111, the Quran states, Allah, who has not taken a son, and it was forbidden for him to have a partner in his kingdom, or Quran chapter 23, verse 91, Allah has not taken some son, chapter 25, verse 2, he who has the kingdom of the heavens and earth, and he did not take a son. So Muslims like to, you know, the new Muslim cry is that we believe in Jesus too, and Jesus was born in my country. No, that is not true. Jesus is not a mere prophet behind Muhammad. I'm going to take a 3-minute break, and I am going to dedicate this song to Sue from New Mexico. I'd like to ask for your prayers for Sue. She is doing much better, or at least she was feeling much better. She's finally getting the treatment that she's needed, and she's been in, and as Annie knows and Kel knows, that she's been in some pain as a result of some medical issues that she's had, and she's fighting. And I told her that at the 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to play a song and a prayer for her. And so this is dedicated to Sue from New Mexico. And join me in listening. Thank you. Mexico, and thank you for allowing me to indulge. And she's a beautiful lady, and just keep her in your thoughts and prayers. And walk of life is the correct
That's the correct thing for Sue. It's a walk of life. And Vorp, you had posted something right before went to the song, and it was we were talking about Incestuous Elon, and where she said some people did something, and you know, this is yet another indication of what the mindset is of Islamists in America. You have a sitting member of Congress who says that she is, or wants you to believe that she's a moderate. And we know she's nothing of the sort. She's a tool for the Muslim Brotherhood. And her actions and her words speak volumes. And to sit there and, or stand there at a Hamas care function and state that the Islamic terrorists were some people who did something, instead of saying Islamic terrorists. All we hear from Muslims is, you know, when Islamic terror attack occurs in America, it's either from a mental disorder or it was someone who perverted the religion. Omar Mateen walks into a nightclub in Orlando, Florida, and kills 49 innocent people. Although we know that Islam doesn't deem non-Muslims innocent, but for argument purposes, let's just say that they were innocent people. They were just experiencing America, freedoms and liberties. You can go out and enjoy oneself. Islam may deem it haram, but you know what? You're not in an Islamic nation. And if you're that intolerant where you deem that haram, then please move back to an Islamic nation. But be that as it may, Incestuous Ilhan Omar stated that, well, some people did something. And we're not supposed to be offended by that because, you know, you don't want to take it out of context. Some people did something? 19 Islamic terrorists flew planes into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and were taken down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Some people did something. This is the way that you sanitize Islam. Some people did something. Some people. Some people walked into a theater in Paris and during a concert killed 88 people. Some people did something. And when you have fundamental devout Muslims like Representative Incestuous Ilhan Omar, who doesn't call out her fellow Muslims to speak out against the atrocities being committed and refers to them as some people, you know, you have a problem where they cannot police their own. They will not police their own. What Incestuous Ilhan Omar said, Vorp, was absolutely atrocious. It was, and like you said, people even applauded. It's disgusting. It's despicable. And if you truly believed in America, and if you truly believe that Islamic terrorism must stop, you should go take to the streets and call it out. And you know what? You're a woman of influence, as well as you're a person of color, but you're a woman. You're an Islamic woman of influence now. Why aren't you denouncing terrorism instead of demanding that 12 ISIS terrorists be given lighter sentences? Or Why do you refer to one of the worst terrorist attacks on American soil as some people did something? Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas tweeted out that the first member of Congress to ever describe terrorists who killed thousands of Americans on 9/11 as some people who did something. Oh, she was taken out of context. Oh, that's right. Incestuous Ilhan Omar doesn't have command of the English language. So therefore, she should be given a pass for being saying stupid things. Yet she's still sitting on the Foreign Relations Committee, one of the most powerful House committees in the United States House of Representatives. And if she doesn't have command of the English language, then why is she on that committee? She continues to say hateful things. She continues to say anti-American things, along with Rashida Mother Heifer Tlaib, who she gets a warm feeling when she thinks of the Holocaust. See, this is the insanity that we have to deal with today. And if you speak out against this type of cold-hearted anti-American diatribe, you are called a hater. And you see, this is the type of speech that you seek to combat, because it's not normal. It's not a normal speech to consider what 19 Islamic terrorists did on 9/11/2001. The havoc they caused in New York City, the death that they caused in America, on American soil, the tens of billions of dollars of damage that they did in America, and forever changing liberty in the United States of America. And they're referred to as what some people did something. And you profess your faith to Allah. You believe that Islam should go wherever you go, irrespective of our United States Constitution. You distract from the truth. And your cohort in crime, Rashida Tlaib, gets a warm feeling when she thinks about the Holocaust. Why? Because it killed 6 million Jews? Is that the warm feeling you get? I'm still outraged by that comment. And I'm so outraged because, you know, for years my father never got a warm feeling thinking about liberating that concentration camp. And I just can't say it enough. I'm disgusted by that comment by Rashida Tlaib. And this speech now has become an acceptable form of speech to the Democrat Party. And this is why we're seeing the emergence of Islamic organizations to promote their candidates to higher office in the United States. You know, by 2020, they want 50,000 Muslims in some form of public office in the United States of America. That would mean on your city councils, your town councils, your county commissions, your state legislatures or state assemblies, and of course in the United States Congress. 50,000 who believe in the Muslim Brotherhood mission of the explanatory memorandum. There is no diversity in Islam. Jihad means to war against non-Muslims, page 599, Reliance of the Traveler, Islamic Law. Yes, warp 50,000. You see, Islam is gaining prominence in America. They are now 1.1% of the population. Therefore, it gives them a foothold in America. Yeah, we've got this thing called the First Amendment, Bill of Rights, freedom of speech. But you know what? They found a way to get around it. Just like they did when I'm sure they went to WordPress.com and they complained, pissed, and moaned, and they declared the speech of Creeping Sharia to be hate speech, and they got Creeping Sharia removed from WordPress.com. we not only should be outraged by it, but you really have to take this and understand what this truly means. Because diversity doesn't exist in Islam. It is how what their belief system is should be imposed on you. Justice is removing anybody who disagrees with Islam and Islamic values. That is diversity. Do you know what Facebook cited as a means of kicking Peter Townsend out, off of Facebook? This really got me. You know, Al and I have had this discussion about Facebook being a private company, and I'm sure you all have had the same discussion about Facebook and Twitter and social media. They're private companies. Well, they're really not, because now they're public companies who trade publicly on the stock, respective stock exchanges. But Facebook is founded in the United States. The United States has this Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free speech thereof. I'm sorry, prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press. No, not the two. Not Bigfoot, not the of the who. Sorry. But Pete was banned from Facebook, and you know what they cited? This Facebook, a private company who was created and was spawned in the United States of America. They cited Pakistan blasphemy laws. You see, his speech was not acceptable, and it violated Pakistan blasphemy laws, and that's why he was removed from Facebook. Pakistan blasphemy laws. So here's the question. Al and I have get into this debate, Well, you know, Facebook is a private company, okay? And they have standards, and they have agreements, and you have to adhere to their terms of agreements. Fine. Why are they quoting Pakistan blasphemy laws? They're a company who was created in the United States of America. Does China violate America's blasphemy laws when they prohibit the internet from freely being disseminated to or accessible to the Chinese people? Or how about Iran? How about the Iranians who can't listen to the internet have to go underground to listen to Western medium? Huh? Oh, but see, that violates Pakistan, or it violates Iranian blasphemy laws. So now you're going to be removed from Facebook because you have violated Pakistan blasphemy laws. This is the absurdity of the private company, hiding behind that private company label, where the United States law, United States constitutional law, where Facebook hides itself behind, where Twitter hides behind, now will remove your voice based on Pakistan blasphemy laws. Yet China can shut off the internet. Yet Russia can shut the internet down, and so their citizens can't access the outside world. Not to mention North Korea, and the people there can't access the outside world. So WordPress.com comes down, drops the hammer on Creeping Sharia. Creeping Sharia's website is creepingsharia.wordpress.com. If you go to that website, creepingsharia.wordpress.com, a message comes up that says Creeping Sharia WordPress.com is no longer available. The blog has been archived or suspended in accordance with our terms of service. So it's no longer available. And WordPress, and I had some tweet conversations with direct message conversations with Creeping Sharia. There was no warning. They just shut them down. And it's funny because last Tuesday I decided I was going to, I go there every day, and I went there and I went, no longer available. And so I tweeted her and came back, said, yep, WordPress just shut us down without any notice. They just shut down the entire website of Creeping Sharia. I mean, now, WordPress, when you go to WordPress.com, their homepage reads as the follows. Build a website. Build a movement. Boy, that sounds great, doesn't it? Build a website. Build a movement. So here you have Creeping Sharia built a movement. They took them off on that. Build a movement. Oh, wait a minute. That's laughable. Wait a minute. You can't build a movement because we don't agree with the movement that you're building. WordPress.com also encourages you to share your ideas. And again, I'm sorry, but you know, your ideas, they don't fall within our realm of thought process. Or actually, I'm sure that Hamas Care had something to say about that, or the guidelines of the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, the Ikhwan must understand that work in America is a kind of grand jihad and eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within. So they go ahead, they, Muslim Brotherhood, they determine what those standards should be in the United States, irrespective of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. See, you've got the Muslim Brotherhood hiding behind the First Amendment, using the First Amendment to destroy the First Amendment. So WordPress.com, their homepage reads, build a website, build a movement. Oh, well, we don't agree with that movement. So we're going to be the arbiters of your movement. It's almost like Metamucil, they're the arbiters of your movement. Now, WordPress also says to democratize publishing one website at a time. What exactly does democratize one website at a time mean? Diversity? Justice? Equality? Democratize to introduce the democratic system or the democratic principles. There you go. The introduction of democratic principles is to be the arbiter of speech and tell you what speech is free. And Creeping Sharia's free speech is not free. And again, it's contingent upon everyone towing the Democrat line of their discrimination. It's okay for the Democrats to suppress speech of those they disagree with. It's okay for the Muslim Brotherhood to suppress speech of those they disagree with. They do it with UN Resolution 16/18. Even though in that document that was contrived by the Organization of Islamic Cowards, it does not mention the word Islam. It does not use the word Muslim anywhere in it. It talks about diversity. It talks about tolerance. It talks about being tolerant of a person based on their religion or belief. And then, of course, if you're a Christian, you blow up the churches in Alexandria, Egypt, or you kill 134 people, 134 Christians in Lahore, Pakistan, or you burn churches down in Lahore, Pakistan, or if you're Boko Haram, you're devout fundamental Muslims who kill over 2,200 Christians just in the month of February and March, and the world remains silent so long as you challenge the speech of those you do not agree with, like Creeping Sharia. And all Creeping Sharia was doing was they were giving us articles and they were allowing the dissemination of information for individuals to make their own decisions, because that's what speech is. But the intolerance of Islam will not allow free speech, whether you're in the United States of America, you're in the United Kingdom, or you're in Saudi Arabia, or it doesn't matter any longer. Whether you're in Canada, Canada knows all too well about UN Resolution 1618 because Margaret Trudeau's little boy helped pass MS-103, which is a lighter version of UN Resolution 1618. That's the idea. Even though WordPress.com encourages you to build a fan base, they encourage you to build, what did they say? Build a movement. Build a movement to build a fan base. Ah, but speech is not free in America. Because WordPress just then pulls the rug out from under you. And we'd like to know who is pulling WordPress.com strings. And if you think there's a leftist slant to WordPress.com, this is one of the things they talk about in building your website. You can save a rainforest and keep your WordPress.com webpage. Or you could start a needlepoint club and keep your WordPress.com webpage. But don't speak about Sharia in a form that the Muslim Brotherhood does not agree with, because they will have you taken off of any type of website. How long before we see that on a Blog Talk Radio or on Spreaker.com? That's why Islamists, the Muslim Brotherhood goal is to have 50,000 Muslims in U.S. government of some form in 2020. They got to WordPress.com. If they can get internet service providers to silence speech that they deem to be criticizing of Islam, they win. You will submit. It's bad enough we have governments around the Western world submitting to Islam, such as the United Kingdom, such as France, such as Germany, such as Sweden. And even in the Netherlands, which is starting to push back, and they're having a difficult time pushing back because of how far they allowed this to happen. The left wing in the United States has aligned itself with a totalitarian ideology, an intolerant ideology called Islam. They are redefining speech in America that suits their radical agenda. Redefining speech in America so it's no longer free, as long as it's in compliance and adherence to UN Resolution 1618. You want to talk about the Jews and you're a Muslim? Oh, that's anti-Semitic rhetoric? It's fine. There's no consequences for that. There's no consequences from the Democrat Party leadership speaking about Israel and the Jews in such an inflammatory and hateful manner. And when the American people have had enough and they have this total disgust from the lack of authority in the Democrat Party, and the American people speak out against this hate and this anti-Semitic rhetoric, what do the two Sharia compliance do in Congress? They play the victim. They play the victim because they know they've won. There are no consequences from the leadership of the Democrat Party. Use the First Amendment to destroy the First Amendment. The Muslim Brotherhood has a mission. It's called the Explanatory Memorandum. The United Nations has aligned itself with the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which seeks to implement UN Resolution 1618 into the Western civilization, the Western democracies. The United States is one of the last of the Western democracies to stand firm against the limitation of free speech, the limitation of speech, the redefining of what is free speech. But the Muslim Brotherhood knows how to do an end around, and the Muslim Brotherhood has done an end around. And now they're going to internet service providers and they're getting organizations shut down, attacking on Creeping Sharia, attack on Jihad Watch, attack on MichaelSavage.com, attack on Pamela Geller. Free speech in America is one election away. One election away. 2020 is a critical time in America. Yeah, we've heard it before. Well, this is the most important election in our lifetime. But when you what we saw happen in 2016 and the coordinated effort by Obama-Biden machine, along with Hillary Rodham Clinton, to undermine our elections, rigging the Democrat primary election, attempted rigging of the general election. What Hillary Rodham Clinton did in 2011, along with then Attorney General Eric Holder, in trying to implement UN Resolution 1618 and finding a way to implement it in the United States to overturn the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, to systematically dismantle our Bill of Rights. And 8 years later, free press, Creeping Sharia, is shut down without any reason given, just arbitrarily, summarily shut down. Speech just stopping because the Muslim Brotherhood has deemed it hate speech, and an internet service provider decides that they will determine what speech is free. And then you have Facebook, a median, who proclaims that they're a private entity. And yes, there are terms of agreement, but then those terms of agreement cite Pakistan blasphemy laws. This is not diversity. This is not tolerance. Yeah, Gotti, Pamela Geller. I mean, Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer, not allowed in the United Kingdom. Because they stated it's hate speech. Because they're haters. Michael Savage losing sponsors as a result of his his talk shows. I mean, this has become an all too common occurrence. And we sit there and say that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. Or abridging the freedom of speech. Since when does a so-called religion, Islam, have dominance, have superiority over the United States Constitution? Since when? Since when? Since the progressives have sought to be the arbiters of speech. Since the violent left wing in America is on a mission to silence anyone who's on the right. If you're a perceived conservative and you're going to give a speech at, let's say, Berkeley University, no, you're not. Because the arbiters of free speech have determined that your speech is not free because you have a different set of values than the left-wing anti-constitutionalists who have determined that speech is no longer free. We got 23 chimpanzees of the Democrat Party, all anti-constitutionalists, who are seeking the nomination to be president of the United States. 23 anti-constitutionalists. One can't outdo another fast enough. And we're going to go back to the days of Malays. We're going to go back to the days of being subservient to the United States government. We're going to scrap all the gains that we've made in the last 24 months, finally on the road to recovery after 8 years of the great black dope and Uncle Joe. Two feckless senators who are blowhards. And who have total contempt for the United States Constitution. They certainly have a different agenda. And that agenda is more in line with the Muslim Brotherhood, who seeks to sabotage and dismantle the United States. So if you know of an internet service provider that possibly can host Creeping Sharia, please find them on Twitter and send them a DM and let them know that there is an opportunity for them to get back on the internet and offer information where an informed citizen can make a decision on their own without the help of anti-constitutionalists. Yeah, you know, I hope I didn't bore you too much this evening. Al is out on assignment, and you know, please keep Sue in your prayers. And she's I know she's on the switchboard right now, which is I'm very excited to see that. And tomorrow night we've got Kel Infidelza watching you from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday is the premiere show of Hank Johnson. He's going to do a sports and politics show from 6 to 8 p.m. 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Global Patriot Radio. He's a little bit nervous, but you know, we finally got him to you know, get off the stool and do something, it should be a little bit different of a change, and he does know politics. That's one thing is for certain. Thursday, Paul Sutliff, Civilization Jihad Awareness from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Friday, Creeping Sharia with Dick Manasseri and Eliza Jane, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And Saturday, we've got Minister Usama Dakduk and the beautiful Christie revealing the truth about Islam from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. And Sunday, Eric from Kafiristan. Eric from Kafir, the Radio Free Kafiristan. He starts at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And now I'll be back next Monday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I know I'm going to cut it a little bit short. I'm kind of losing my voice. So I want to thank you guys. Hope I didn't bore you too much this past hour and 45 minutes, or 40 minutes. But I'm, you know, what happened to Creeping Sharia is just an absolute travesty, and it's just disgusting. We have an uphill battle. It's just getting worse at this point between the fascism of the Democrat anti-constitutional party and the Muslim Brotherhood, which is now amping up and ramping up. Their efforts in America. We're not going to sit idly by, but I want you all to be safe out there, be vigilant of your surroundings, and you know, be safe. Follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Hash Brown G Patriot Radio, at Hash Brown Mama Mia No Sharia. Little Frank Sinatra to segue out of here, and did it my way. You guys be safe out there. And thank you for joining us. See you next week, man. Ciao. More than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my
one little note before I forget. Remember, www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Big, I love you. I love your Blogspot, man. Thanks for all you do. Ciao.
I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way.
For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say a thing. He truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows, I took the blow, and did it.
Sue, you stay well. Love you, baby.